Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Hanson in for John Williams. One of the websites I always bookmark every summer into fall is the TravelWisconsin.com fall color report. You can Google that. And they have pictures up there, and they show you a map of Wisconsin. And as the fall progresses, you can see where the colors are really coming in on the trees. And then we try and make it up there and time up a visit. Maybe it's going to happen a little earlier this year with this hot and dry weather here in the Chicagoland area. I'll be tracking to see what happens up in Wisconsin. I imagine Christine Ribaut will also be doing that. She's the executive director of Janesville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Christine, it's great to chat with you again.
I'm looking at just some tips of fall color now on the tops of the trees.
Oh, good. Well, I don't have to bookmark the website. I'll just call you every morning and ask for the Janesville.
You call
report.
Me. We'll chat it through every morning.
I think a lot of people associate Wisconsin with summers away and maybe getting on the lake. And boy, the fun continues in the fall, and Janesville's no exception, huh?
It really does. We have so many great fall things. It's all the flavors you're looking for. It's all the colors you're looking for and all those experiences that you just want to check off the box for.
I should mention this is part of our Best of the Midwest series, by the way. Okay. Trails, walking around, cooler temperatures. That sounds like fun, and you've got a bunch of them.
Miles of paved trails for hiking, biking, rollerblading, however you travel across that trail front, we've got it for you, including sections of the National Ice Age Scenic Trail. Our trails go right through the downtown, so you can stop, do some public art viewing. When you're done, you can grab something to eat, a glass of wine, do some shopping. Just so many opportunities to go through those trails. Our public art in the downtown is along there, and we've got over 30 murals. We just finished up the last two. I think they're our best. We've got some that are black and white, some that are full color, really talking about the community. And it's just a great opportunity to both be on that trail in the outdoors, but also take a little dip through the downtown while you're hiking.
I seem to remember a hike my parents took me on something called the Devil's Staircase. Am I remembering? Is that in your area?
It is. Devil's Staircase is right along that, again, that Ice Age Trail. It's within our Riverside Park, so you've got some great park amenities, but then you can hop on the Devil's Staircase and get a workout, but also see some amazing wildlife and plant life. If you're somebody who looks for particular plants or trees, you have an opportunity to do that while you're out there on that Devil's Staircase hike.
All right, that is the trail aspect of things, but for people looking to just kind of get those Instagram folly moments, that feeling, the pumpkin spice latte feeling of life, corn mazes, fall festivals, a lot of that going on in your area too.
Yes. Yesterday, I spent the afternoon over at Skelly's Corn Maze and the Fall Festival, and they do it right. This isn't just somebody who made a little path in their cornfield. They do two huge mazes that are GPS enabled. And they really have, if you're a gamer, they have a game set up specifically that you're going to grab your smartphone and you're going to use that gaming aspect to collect points and go faster and go slower and really have that full adventure. So they've got their regular maze that's for somebody like me that needs help finding their way out. And then they've got that impossible maze where you're going to need your smartphone and some help and maybe a snack up to pack along the way, because it's a true maze experience.
I love that. Do you know, I don't want to put you on the spot here, does Skelly's ever do it where you can go through the corn maze at night?
Night mazes, unless you make a special group. They generally close at 6 p.m.
Okay.
They are very kind of family-oriented. So if you have a special group and you want to do a special event, but the general public, they do not do the night mazes. Honestly, they're so hard. I'm not sure you're going to find your way out in the evening.
I was going to say, I did one once, and it was a horrifying. It was so scary. I think it was part of a haunted corn maze experience. So I'm happy that it's just open in the day. And that means if they close at 6, that you're not going to spend the night there.
Exactly. They're going to make sure you get out safe and sound. They also, and yesterday I did my best job to try this all out for you. They have an amazing bakery. They've got fudge, every fall flavor of fudge imaginable. They've got turnovers. They've got cookies. They've got everything freshly baked there. Of course, apple cider donuts. They also do this amazing apple cider drink. It's ice cream. It's cider. It's a donut on the top. Think of a Bloody Mary, but think of it apple cider fashion. No alcohol, of course, family friendly, just amazing food and beverage opportunities. Of course, apples, pumpkin, squash, but everything, and moms, everything you can think of to eat that is fall, they've got in their amazing bakery.
Plus, it's science that if the word apple is in it, it's healthy.
It can be apple fudge, and it's still healthy, right?
Doesn't count. There's fruit in there somewhere. That's fiber. It works out just fine.
You're going to do the maze afterwards and work those calories off. You're just fine.
Especially the impossible maze. You'll get your steps in. Okay, you're painting a picture for me I like. You mentioned family friendly. That's great. What if someone is looking for maybe like a winery or something to unwind a little bit?
A couple of great options there. Timber Hill Winery is a boutique winery. It uses cold climate varietals that grow right here in Wisconsin. They've got over 40 wines to sample, from sweet to dry, even a spicy wine. But what's great about Timber Hill is they have so many special events, everything from events that support the Humane Society to outdoor events to paint nights, just so many options. Really beautiful setting out in the country. Timber Hill does an amazing job of providing great wines, but really great experiences too.
What if I want to like pick my own apples? Wisconsin, you got to have something like that near Janesville.
Oh, we do. And Saturday, I wanted to check all these out for you. Saturday, I went over to Hawk's Orchard. They've got 14 varieties of locally grown apples. You can pick your own. They can pick them for you. They, of course, also have those baked goods. The donuts and turnovers are amazing. They've also got a take and bake apple pie. So it is almost like you made it yourself, because you can take it home, pop that in the oven, and that's right over in the Milton area, so you have plenty of opportunities to also do some hiking, shopping as you go through that downtown Milton area. But Hawk's Orchard, great opportunity for that true fall experience.
Obviously, Janesville is close enough for a lot of us to make it a day trip if we'd like. Some of this sounds certainly fun enough to make a couple days out of it. Are there a lot of hotels, boutiques, Airbnbs? I mean, what are we looking at to stay if we want to stay in the area?
Yeah, plenty of varieties to stay. If you're looking for that more traditional experience because the kids want to swim, we've got some pretty great properties from Holiday Inn Express, the Hampton Inn, Baymont Inn, a lot of great opportunities there. If you want to stay right downtown so you can walk over to the farmer's market, hop on the trail, see the public art, we've got a cobblestone inn that's right there, and a couple of nice bed and breakfast, and plenty of B&B options for you too.
I think a lot of people, when they hear the word Janesville, maybe Janesville was their place they stopped on their way up to the North Woods growing up. Maybe I'm just speaking from experience here. And you know of Janesville, of the many exits off the interstate, which are fine and have great things. What's the pitch for, hey, get off the interstate a little bit further, come downtown? What do you tell people when they hear, when they say, oh, Janesville is just a stop on a way to somewhere else?
I think you're going to find unique things and really friendly people. We hear that so much when you come in, whether you're walking through the downtown and you pop in a Dorn to do some shopping, or you go over to the Draft House for the best burger I've ever had. You're going to meet people who really want to help you have that great experience. When you come in and you're going to do some shopping, you're not walking around all on your own hoping to find something. They really come to you and say, hey, what are you looking for? How do we help you have that great experience? You know, I say Janesville is that great opportunity for your first step into Wisconsin. We're affordable, easy to get around, great opportunity to get that taste of Wisconsin right over the border.
I love that. Eat, drink, stay, have some fun, enjoy the fall. Did the leaves change at all during the conversation, Christine?
You know, I think there were two or three that are heading towards orange now from yellow.
Sounds good. Any last thoughts you want to leave our listeners with?
Just an opportunity, you visit our website at janesvillecbb.com or give us a call at 1-800-48-PARKS, and we're going to give you all that information that you need to have a great time.
1-800-48-PARKS, janesvillecbb.com. Christine, I'll see you soon. I'm always near the Janesville area. I think she said goodbye there. We had a little problem there. The first start of every other answers. Thanks, Christine. We appreciate it. That's part of our Best of the Midwest series, and that's Janesville, Wisconsin.